This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman is in the house this morning. Great to have him in here. And boy, the Mizzou Tigers, they keep on rolling. Slight setback the other night, but you know when you lose to a top five team by a point, that's still not going to hurt you too bad in the standings.
No, it's not. They lost to two top 10 teams last week at Tennessee and then at home against Texas A&M. A&M's really good. They're like that one team that nobody talks about that could be very dangerous in March.
Right.
And Missouri lost to both of those and then came out last night and they slaughtered Oklahoma. They beat them 82-58. Oklahoma started off really hot, but they've had a couple of these games where they just laid an egg. And last night, that was the exactly what happened. Missouri just rolled them. Mark Mitchell looked great. The whole lineup, Caleb Grill, Tony Perkins. Missouri has a really, really good basketball team, and I think a team in the SEC that you're going to have to deal with. But the SEC, really, from top to bottom, as we've talked about, is phenomenal. They have four of the top five teams in the country. Number two, Alabama. Number one, Auburn. Number three, Florida. Number five, Tennessee, who got beat by Kentucky.
Thank you for pointing that out. Kim never reports that score.
That's okay. She leaves that out.
Down I will never report that.
On the same night, out of nowhere, Indiana, having lost, what, five in a row and struggling this year, still kind of on the outskirts of the NCAA tournament, they go up to Michigan State. And Tom Izzo, the head coach of Michigan State, one win away from breaking Bob Knight's all-time record of Big Ten wins. And Indiana comes in there and says, not today, buddy.
Thank you. And not today, Satan.
They they went up there and they beat them 71-67. It was a win of the year so
far. No
kidding. It put us right back into the NCAA tournament discussion, which was awesome. So I just love college hoops. I love how it's unpredictable. I love the who would have thought that Mike Woodson, who announced that he's stepping down at the end of the year, Indiana's already looking for a new coach. He goes into Tom Izzo's house and beats him. I love that. And I want to believe that Bob Knight up there had something to do with that.
Yeah.
You know? Not today, buddy. You're not breaking my record against my team.
It's like Coach K losing in his last home game to North Carolina.
Absolutely.
Right? They went into his home court and beat him. That's saying something.
Yeah,
I love
that
statement.
Stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the SEC is wide open, and anybody could win that tournament. And then once you get into the NCAA tournament, you're going to have to deal with SEC teams. But
it's going to be
a good tournament. I think there are some probably sneaky teams in there that'll make a run. I just love March Madness so much. I just think it's an amazing run. I love college basketball to begin with. I think that I wish more people paid more attention to the regular season because these venues are incredible. I mean, you know, you're talking about some of the best atmospheres in all of sports, and it's hard to win in those places, and when they do, it's so special. So I think it's great.
There are going to be teams with 20 to 25 wins who are 6 and 7 seeds, maybe 10 mm-hmm. seeds in this tournament. It's going to be incredible.
I think, like, there's a team that came in here this week. George Mason, who barely clipped SLU, SLU took him to overtime, and George Mason snuck out of here with a victory. That's a really good team. I mean, they're 20-5. They're one of the best defensive teams in the country. That's an example of a team that maybe people don't know about. George Mason, or also out of the A-10, you could have VCU, or SLU could win the A-10 tournament. They're good enough to do it.
Yeah.
Dayton, another team that's really, really tough. One of those teams will get into the NCAA tournament as the A-10 champion in their tournament, and they're going to make a run because people don't plan for them and don't see them every day, and they are problematic. I mean, like, George Mason has KD Johnson on their team. KD Johnson was a star at Auburn, but he transferred to George Mason, and he still looks like the KD Johnson at Auburn. I mean, he's exploding to the basket. He's making clutch plays at the end of the game. College basketball is fascinating because people start to discover these teams and these unsung heroes, you know, out of nowhere. It's pretty cool.
I love it. What are we? So I know I want to talk Cardinals for a minute because I've seen some reports out of the camps already.
We did have a big story break overnight. Yes.
Oh, you did.
Alex Bregman signing with the Red Sox. So there's a domino effect there. So Alex Bregman, 3 years, $120 million with the Red Sox, takes Boston out of the Nolan Arenado running in terms of a trade. So now where does he go?
What do you think he does? Yeah.
Most likely the Cardinals don't trade him. I mean, they don't have a partner. Arenado, he's going to show up to camp on Sunday, and it'll be a little awkward because the Cardinals have said publicly that they were trying to trade him, and then they couldn't find anyone to trade.
He wanted to be traded, right? Like, he didn't even want to resign.
If he was going to be traded, he wanted to go to a
contender. Under contract, so he said he would go along with a trade. And so they tried to trade him to Houston, and he rejected it.
Yeah.
Because he has that power in his contract. So then, you know, that he wants, obviously, to go to a team that he can win and win the World Series. But the number of teams that needed him were dwindling by the day, and as Alex Bregman's contract negotiations dragged out forever, that had to happen first. Well, it's happened right before camp starts. So now, where's he going to go? I mean, there aren't a lot of teams out there. There's, you know, some talk that maybe the Cardinals could talk to the Yankees one more time to see if he could go there. But it looks to me like he's going to show up to camp as a Cardinal and play as a Cardinal this year, at least for now, unless they find a trading partner. And then by the trade deadline, that could change. Because at the trade deadline, an injury happens here, an injury happens there. Teams start to look for a third baseman. Well, Nolan Arenado is available. The only thing would be if the Cardinals are in contention somehow at that point, they might not want to trade him. They might be like, well, wait a minute, now we're in the race, so we're not going to deal him. So it's a very interesting situation they put themselves in. My hope is, of course, and I think this is the case, Nolan's a pro. He wants to be great no matter where he is. He likes the Cardinals, so he's going to show up, be a professional about it, say, hey, look, no hard feelings. I'm here. Let's go play.
Yeah, I don't know that Major League Baseball players really hold that stuff against the teams anymore. But while I've got you here for another minute or two, any thoughts on the Jim Edmonds situation? I mean, broadcasters come and go, but as he went out the door...
Yeah, I guess I haven't talked to you about that.
We really haven't. He had some negative things to say about how he had been treated by the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cardinals, he felt.
Yeah, to me, it was just Jimmy being Jimmy. I mean, he always just lets it fly, and he doesn't really, you know, it's just the way that he is. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he says things maybe that, you know, don't get taken very well. What he said, I'm not going to say isn't true because it's how he feels, you know. But, I mean, Ozzie Smith showed up to spring training yesterday. I mean, he was out there on the fields in Jupiter doing just fine. I mean, he's out there working with Mason Wynn and wearing a uniform and all that stuff. He's going to be down there. So, you know, I think this is a little bit more about Jim not really feeling it anymore as a broadcaster and wanting to do that anymore. He aired it out in an interview, and I think everybody moves on. I mean, the family members, as we all know, sometimes a family member feels disgruntled or unloved or whatever, you know, and you end up coming back together. Edmonds is family. I would guess that he'll be at opening day wearing the red jacket, and it'll all blow over
because
it's Jimmy being Jimmy. I love Jimmy. I loved working with him on the TV side.
He
treated me incredibly well, and he was loved up in that booth.
Sure. I mean,
everyone loved him. Jimmy walked in the door, you know, so... It just is what it is. It's okay.
Sad. Do you need to run?
I do have to go do a sports cast.
I thought you had to leave here. I was trying to watch the clock.
I'd love to hang more, but yeah, I got to go back to the other station.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Tom Ackerman there this morning. Yeah, I hated to see that. I met Edmonds a time or two over the years, for sure. But, you know, his comments were that he didn't feel welcome, I think, is what he said.
Yeah, I saw that there was some negative feedback with what
bad,
he said.
Some bad feelings there.
You know what? This is kind of off topic, but I will have to share on my Facebook page soon a picture that I found going through pictures for my mom. I found a picture from, I think it was October of 2000. And Tom Ackerman emceed the grand opening of my parents' clinic called Nutrition Clinic. It was one of the very first things he ever emceed working for KMOX. And I have pictures of him standing at the podium.
25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't changed a bit.
I would have been a kid,
amazing, obviously,
when I would have met him. And then who would have ever thought all these years later that we'd be working together?
Yeah, I know. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to share that when you feel comfortable doing it. It's I'm sure people would love to see that. That's awesome.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.